Okay, we now begin the sixth parak of Masech Sanhedrin. This is parak Vav Mishnah Aleph 6:1, and the topic really of the parak we're transitioning to how execution is carried out. That will actually take us actually a couple of prakim, and there are four ways in which the Bezdin would execute. There are four possible modes of execution: skila, which we'll call stoning; sreifa, which we'll call burning, but it's like pouring molten lead or tin down the person's throat. Hereg, which is beheading with a sword, lopping off their head, and chenek, which is strangulation. Now, each of those four things we'll discuss kind of at length in the Masechta still, how they work exactly. We're here working with the skila version. We're still talking actually about procedure. So, largely speaking, this kind of procedure from this mission, anyways, would apply sort of equally to the other kinds of executions as well. We're choosing to talk about skila because it's the most severe of the four. Also, there is a unique thing about skila based on Psukim, the Mishnah will reference it here. The skila has to happen outside of the city at a special facility set up to do the skila, whereas the other modes of execution, they could be done locally. So, the point of this Mishnah here is to discuss how we really do everything we can to find a way to let this person be found innocent after all, even to the very last second. So how do we set up the possibility of, you know, a possibility of a last minute recall and redecision? So says the Mishnah, Nigmar Hadin, when the decision is over, meaning that the Bezin voted with a majority of two at least, that he's guilty. So Motzion Osolis Saklo, we take him out, meaning out of the Bezin, out of the city, in fact, for the stoning. And the stoning basically means, as we'll see in detail later on, they bring him up to a two-story building or platform and they push him off it. And then if he survives the fall, which he probably will, they drop a rock on him. And if he survives that, then they sort of pelt him with stones. Okay, so more on that later on. I was just giving a preview. It's gruesome. It's horrible. Beis Haskila, the facility, the place they're going to be doing this stoning, Hayachutz LeBezdin, it was out of the Bezdin, and really out of the city. Shenamar, based on a pasuk, it says Hotzei Es HaMekalel, El Mechutz L'Machaneh, the pasuk continues on. But when it says to be taken out of the city, the Mekalel here is a person getting stoned. He was getting stoned for cursing Hashem, blasphemy. But anyways, that's just the pasuk. Now, Echad Omer Al Pesach Bezin V'Hasudarn B'Yado. Now, we want to have a chance, a possibility of a last-minute reprieve. So we're going to appoint someone to stand right outside the Bezin door. Inside the Bezin, then maybe we'll continue to discuss the case after the fact, and maybe something new will come up at the last second. Someone outside is standing there with sudarin. Sudarin literally means like handkerchiefs, but think of it as just simply as flags. Okay, he's got flags. There will be signaling flags if they're needed. And va'adam echa, there's a second person, rochev hasus, who's riding a horse. The horses were the fastest mode of transportation, and the horse rider will be essentially positioned as close as he can to the base haskila where the execution will happen, as long as he can still see the guy outside the courtroom with the flag. So that if the flag waver wants a signal, hey, wait, bring everyone back, we have a new idea, as the mission will describe in a second, then the horse rider will run on his horse as fast as he can, gallop off, and bring back the accused for reconsideration. So it says here, the guy in the sus, rachok mimenu, he is at a distance from the flag waver, kadei sheyehei ro'ehu, so as long as he can still see him, the guy in case he's going to wave his flag. Omer Echad, if someone back in the Bezdin, in the courtroom there, whether it's a dine, whether it's one of the Talmidim, says, Yesh li lelamed alav zchus, he says, I have an idea why he should actually be innocent and found not guilty. So then, Hala menif basudarin, the flag waver guy waves his flags, v'hasus rats, uma amido. And then the guy riding the horse will now zoom off galloping to get to the procession with the accused and stop it. Okay, and they'll bring them on back to hear the discussion, and we wait, and maybe we'll have a reconsider the guilt and flip it over to innocent. Vafilu hu, even if the accused himself, Omer Yeshli Lalamed al Atzmi Zuchus, he says, you know what, I have an argument why I should be found innocent. Even he can save himself, Machazirin also, they'll bring him back, and he can speak to the Bezdin again, and they can reconsider it. Afilu arba vachamisha pamim, that's true even if it happens a bunch of times. The Mishnah uses the expression four or five when it means even a bunch, so it's not any specific number, but the point is it can happen lots of times. Ubilvad, the Mishnah makes a proviso, sheyesh mamash b'dvarav, that of course assumes that this accused guy is not just sort of playing the system. He actually has something intelligent to say. So the point is, after he comes back once or twice and then we see he's just playing games, we won't entertain a third opinion, or they'll have these like Talmid Chacham with him. He'll have to sort of get him pre-clear his supposed arguments why he should be found innocent, and the those two Talmid Chacham will say, oh yeah, this has substance or not. Okay? But the point is, we're open to hearing any thoughts, if they're legitimate thoughts, and there's no deadline or something like that until literally he's dead. Now, Matsulo Zuchus, if miraculously after deciding he was guilty, they say, oh no, you know what? That's a good point, and we should find him innocent. Then, Pachru, then they let him go, and he gets on with his life and game over. Ve'im lav, but if even after the possibilities of last minute, like sort of appeals and you know, reconsiderations, they say, no, he's guilty, I'm not backing down, whatever, that's it. So then, Yoti Lesakel, then he is brought out for this execution by stoning. Wraps up the mission and says, V'charoz Yoti Lefanov. We also want to open the possibility that maybe someone didn't know what's happened, and someone can come up now and say, oh no, I could show that the witnesses were not legitimate, or I have another thought why this guy should be innocent, and therefore we have someone announcing in front of him as he goes out to be executed, and the guy, the announcer, says, Ish Ploni ben Ploni Yotze L'Sakel, Mr. So-and-so is now going to be executed, Al Sha'avar Avera Plonis, based on the fact that he did such and such a thing at such and such a time and place, Oploni Oploni Edav, and the witnesses who have, you know, testified that he did this thing at that time and place are, you know, Reuven and Shimon. And the point is that if anyone has something to say, an objection, a thought, a question, you know, testimony towards Hazama, so then he definitely could and should do that now. And the crows, the actual announcer, says this very thing. He says, Kol Misha Yodea Lo Zuchus, if anyone knows any reason why this guy should not be found guilty, Yavo V'Yelamed Alav, now's the time, please tell us and inform us so we can reconsider and maybe find him innocent. So that's what the crow says, the announcer says, and if we can save this guy at the last minute, marvelous. This is an attempt to do so, a last-minute attempt to do so, and if not, then not. And on the mission, we'll go on to say in the next Mishnayos what happens next if we don't find any arguments to save him.